All right. So I'd love to really have mostly time for a question if there wants to be a question. I'm hoping that this was very obvious to you because I track the script pretty closely. I didn't move back and forth with the feelings and the stepping back as a witness. The only thing I wanted to point out is that, I mean, because right from the very beginning, she was very clear. She was dropping into emotions, very able to open into the sensations. I was tracking those. I was jotting things down, saying that back to her. That's part of them feeling seen and felt and heard and feeling that connection. And it will also help her to deepen into what's opened up. Is that true? Was that? Yeah, she said yes. So if someone's having a hard time, we have those questions to help them to deepen. And then the reason why I didn't have her feel both at the same time is because she was already doing and saying what she needed. Did you see that? So this often happens. This is a little bit more like what will happen on our final one. But she first described more when we stepped back as a witness. And this is what will often happen. It will highlight for somebody what it is that they're feeling. And she described it more as that animal up on the stage. I had no problem with that. And we were right there. She was with me with the imagery. So I asked again, I don't think that, and let me know if that felt too instructive in any way, but it was more because I knew she was there. So I thought one more time, I'll see, what does she feel as the witness, right? And at that moment, it was more the sadness of witnessing it. And it was hard to be neutral. I was just staying that, having her feel into that. And then that's when spontaneously it came up of what it wanted, it needed, right? And so when somebody offers that, she's saying what she needs. So I just said, well, what it would be like to offer that? And then I was quiet. Did you notice what happened? I hope you did. Did you notice what happened spontaneously out of that? She changed. What did she experience? Feel free to put it in the chat box. What was she describing? Did anybody pick up when she said she felt separate? What does that remind you of? You just shout it out. A witness, exactly. So sometimes when people experience the witness, they'll describe it at first as feeling separate. Now, I'm not going to go, but because we're feeling and we're distinct from it. Remember, that's the disidentification. We're actually not separate because we felt it fully, but for the moment, we were free. That was spontaneous disidentification happening in the moment. She felt it, stayed with it, and all of a sudden, her attention was freed, and now she was here. That was the moment she spontaneously felt the witness. I don't want to just speak for you, but that's my experience from...
Yeah, that's very well said.
Yeah. So sometimes people won't know it, but all I wanted... So did you see? I didn't say, oh, that's the witness. I didn't change it. I asked her, I used separateness or separate. And I said, what does that feel like? Can you describe it? Then she started going, loosening inside the body. All the tensions were dropping that were there originally. And then she started to feel expansive. That's very much opening into being or presence or awareness that is expansive. That's sometimes we feel it beyond the physical body. And then she was opening into that warmth. The inner resource spontaneously arises. This really does itself. It's a very exquisite, intuitive, intelligent protocol. So can you see how I was not directing? I was not directing her. I was asking some key questions. So, okay, I know we're over time, but if there is one burning question, if there's anybody that feels like you can't go in to practice this with somebody without asking your question, whether it's online or here in the room, I could field one question right now, if that would be supportive.
We have a question around timing, but that might be addressed as we maybe talk more about sitting with another and how to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was a little off on my timing. I would have liked to have wrapped it up a few minutes earlier than I did. You're going to have a half an hour. And we'd like ideally to have 10 minutes to debrief at the end. So that's going to give you about 15 minutes to really work with this script and to be working and within those 15 minutes trying to get. Now, you don't want to rush it. You want to give them the experience to feel. but you're moving towards within the latter part of that 15 minutes, maybe 12, 13 minutes in, you want to be looking at, is there room here to ask the person to step back because we want to practice that. So that then after 15, 16, 18 minutes, you're moving into the integration questions if you haven't already, so that you're moving out by the 10 minutes and you can talk together. Yeah. But that was fantastic from my experience with it. I'm just really grateful. Thank you so much.
It was also fantastic for mine. I was kind of surprised at what came up because, I didn't want to think beforehand what I was going to say or anything. So it was really neat experience.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone. You co-created this with us, whether you're in the room or at home. Thank you. And we'll move into the break now and let you find partners. Great.